So I'm sitting in a glorified tent, a marquee, with Mascutes, being all proud father-like, because they've just been on the radio at Cam Jam. Oh, how exciting. Robin, how was it?
It was amazing. I mean, yeah.
Anything exciting? What happened? Did everything go well? Was it a bit poo-poo? What exactly happened? Tell my listeners. Go on, tell them.
It was a bit nerve-wracking at start, but then I enjoyed it, and it ended up being really fun.
Cool beans. And Dan Millsy was also on it. Go on, man. You look like you were holding the whole production together with gaffer tape and blue tack. What was going on?
No, well, everyone else was kind of a little bit scared, I think. So, yeah.
You did well.
Yeah.
So, Luke, you had a few punchlines there. You sat there. You knocked them out of the park. How was it for you?
Scary.
That was beautiful. And Max, why weren't you there? Why? What was going on? You're hiding.
They ditched me.
Oh,
did you?
Why are they ditching you?
Because I was hiding in the tent, doing glass, mate.
Okay, so you were glass engraving, yeah. You know, trying to do something productive with your time, yeah. Something exciting, and then they ditched you. Oh, Mr. Mills has suddenly got something to say about this.
Well, me and Robin are out of this because we never were with them this morning because they went off on their own. And so it was actually Luke and Max.
Luke was doing donut making. You were making glass making. And these two were being unsociable. Oh, God, this is going...
Movie.
You were watching a movie?
Yes, it was...
And the pillow phone.
Yes.
While watching the movie or just generally?
We watched... help me out.
It must have been a good film, whatever it was. What, Space Jam?
Space Jam. Yeah, that was funny. That was good, yeah.
Open Season and...
Toy Story 3.
Yeah. Oh, classic films. Classic films. But, still going back, Max feels he was, like, ditched. He was dumped. He was glorified dumped by his supposed friends.
He walked off.
Oh, he walked off. Oh, Maxwell, what do you say about that?
No.
It's not EastEnders. It's more Coronation Street, lower production level.
Okay. Well, I was doing glass engraving. Luke was doing donut making, and he thought I just walked off on him.
Oh, so you didn't tell your partner of the day that?
No, I told him, but he didn't hear.
Oh, Luke, he's saying you're deaf and need hearing tests and stuff. What do you say about that? I said you need hearing tests. What do you say about that?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's beautiful. Okay.
He didn't say nothing on the radio either.
Oh. Now we've got two kind of battlegrounds being fought here. Robin, are you got anything else to say about this?
Yes, I do actually.
Robin, who's suddenly developed puberty, literally within the last 30 seconds. Continue.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think Luke said that much. I know, I'm very harsh, but yeah, it's him. He's a bit shy.
Luke is not shy. What are you on about?
He was on the radio.
He speaks all through the night.
You can't shut him up most of the time. Watch. See what I mean? You just can't get a word in edgeways.
While we're talking about Luke, this is the story of the camp. Luke went to the toilet the other night, and he came...
Oh, there's suddenly a fight going on. Children, don't make me separate you two. Oh, Luke has been telling Danny now. There has been... No, children, calm. Calm. Okay, no. Okay, oh, there's a discussion about which story they're allowed to say. Max, do you know this?
Well, one of the nights, Luke was like awake, went to the toilet and came back and decided to get into Daniel's sleeping bag.
Well, that's quite sociable, really. Was Daniel in the sleeping bag at the time? Oh, that's not... Well, it's a cold night, must be. Must have been. That's the way to kind of keep warm.
It's not a normal thing to do to keep warm. I'm trying to get in someone else's sleeping bag while they're sleeping.
That is, if you're in...
It was dark.
That's fine. It's all right. You just miscounted as you were... We have to say that Luke is the last one in the tent. So he's the last one out and the last one in. He's right at the back of the tent. He has to jump across all the dead corpses of snoring children. So, but anyway, thank you very much, gents.